Begin the current daf nesach the sugya davav. Begin the manal. Begin the tesamata. Begin the gemara. Geffen. This is says from the Shabbos Aminim. The grape is to tell you the halachic measurement of kedei revi is daniel nazar, that you have to have a quarter of a lug of wine for the nazar to violate his halacha of nazir. Tesa explains that what's this specific measurement of wine versus that of, let's say, water, and also Tesa brings two different opinions based on two different gusayis in a gemara. If there is an opinion that holds that by a nazir we evaluate the share of achila with revias. So first Tais brings Pirsh B'Kurnish. Rashi explains, what is this halacha? Kedei revias, that it's a revias of wine specifically and not water, that we're not talking about regarding how much the nazir drinks, like Tais actually is going to bring later on. Rather, it's regarding Mishari Yisru Nazir, regarding all the other prohibition of the Nazir, which is the Ikal Mandam and Besach Nazir. There's an opinion that brought Nazir, Daf Lam Dalam, and Bezil, Lovin, Baalin, Bechatanin, the palm fronds and the leaves and the grape seeds, Mitzar from Lashir Revis, and they all combine for the measurement of a quarter of a lug of wine. Meaning, Dim Yitin Lakais Malayayin, if you put them in the couple of wine, the Yotzim and Revis, and it makes it what's called displacement of Revis of wine, that you're going to be Chayiv. That's what we're saying, that we're going to evaluate these items with this halacha of displacement specifically of that of wine. That is the interpretation of Rashi. However, the difficulty of this is that what's the pshat? Because you can't compare someone that evaluates with a cup full of wine. Because the yain av, wine is thick, and marlotis is not quick to come out. It piles up on the top of the cup more than water, which water spills out. It's thinner of a liquid, so therefore that's going to be the discrepancy between wine and water, and it's regarding the revias of wine that we measure, which is therefore going to be a larger share. Now, Bereish Ervin Perish Bekunches, in the beginning of Ervin Abdal Manav, Rashi explains differently. He says, Geffen is kedei revias yain lenazir. It's to tell you the revias of wine for the nazir. L'chayve malchus, meaning be liable for lashes, meaning how much is the shear? Yeah, he's not allowed to drink any wine, but how much is the shear that's going to be chayav malchus? It's going to be a revias of yain. That's what we're learning from Geffen. Now, mashma, that sounds like Ritz Lemur means to say, is Mishas revias yain, if you drink a revias of wine. But says Taisis, the problem with that is, Vein Zimin Achem, it's not like all the other Shibbas, I mean, the Mishridin Bohu Melzachrida, that you're actually using these seven species of food to actually measure something else with that. Here, you tell me the halacha itself of Geffen itself. So the difference is, the way Rashi explains over here is the primary interpretation. Now, Tais continues and says, "V'chi hai gavna," and yeah, in such a way that we're saying that we're evaluating the shear of achila, which is the olin and lulavin and the chartzanim, that we're evaluating those things with a revias, which is generally the measurement of liquids. Tanya b'tesefta de nazir. We learned there's a brisa in nazir, which we have machlikis tanoim. Rabbi Kiva holds that the measurement of drinking wine is actually the inverse. It's actually the shear of achila, which if you drink the share of a kezias, which the Bryce explains, how do you evaluate a kezias? So maybe kais molyayin, you bring a cup full with wine. Maybe zayis iguri, and you bring a medium-sized olive, and you put it inside, and it spills out. If you drink the amount of how much is displaced of that of a kezias, then you can be chayiv. If not, you can be exempt. That's the Rebbe Kiva. He says, no, it's not going to be chayiv until you drink a revias. But as Tais explaining, as we see from our sugya, the same thing is regarding eating until you eat the share of revias. Because he holds that both eating and drinking is the opposite, is actually revias. Now, Bahashta sugya the Shemite, so it comes out now that our sugya b'hid that says from Geffen you learn out that also the share achila of all these all in love and is going to be revias is kribalas of Azariah. And so Tais says, and there's no concern regarding that, oh, it's coming out like kribalas of Azariah. Because Hachaname Ahud Es Revias, this that we find regarding the 10 different things that have a share of Revias, the Perek Shalash Amin that we bring in Nazar Davla Mechazim and Alva, is also like him. Because one of the things over there is Revias of Yain LeNazar, which we're saying is not like a Bekiva holds, it's even the drinking is like a Gezais. I've got them in Hazma, although we say over there, but like a Mari, that we only pick cases that are not a Machlake is. Like Hash, but they're not concerned with that. I've got the Plug of Bekiva, although it is disagreeing with the Bekiva. Now, Benazar Name Ike. Except this Nazir, we also find the Pluk and Paragimel Minin on the Flamadal Menav Dadan. Learn the Mishnah that says, Vein the Chavit Shechman Nav and Gezayas. We find this Machlekes that we're discussing over here regarding what's the Shiurim, that you're not going to be Chayiv until you eat from the grapes a Gezayas. That's one opinion. Mishnah Rishonim, as the first version of the Mishnah, that said, Ashish Revis until you drink Revis of wine. Kivaimi says, even if he's soaking bread and wine, Vieshbay the Tsav Kazayas, and there's what to combine the Tikazayas, the Chaivig Michaif. Now, I mean the Gemara says within Navalam Khazama Bay is the Tanakam Damlu is Suri Nazlishtiya. The Tanakama compares the prohibitions of a Nazir to drinking. And Ubachilas Almalovin, and that is what? Regarding the eating of the leaves and the palm fronds, Nami Bay Raviz Kamabishti, that Yosef Devriyas, like the drinking. He holds that no, keeping the makra, since the Pasuk says that moist and dried grapes you shouldn't eat, which we compare to eating. Just like eating is gezayis, also everything is gezayis, meaning also drinking, which again is the inverse, like we were saying, of the Tanakam, which is how we're saying that that's the machlokes that they have regarding eating and drinking. But says Taisa, because it's a little bit difficult according to this Girsa of the Gemara over there, because the Heicha Ashkechan, the Matzach Rabbis, where do we ever find such a thing that you require Shir Revias regarding elements of eating? Now, but Sarchlam, the Mashmalay, you have to say that he understood the Chikatani, that when it learns, until you eat from the olives, meaning that from, like we said, from the Mishnah over there, they learn from the words that says that you're not going to be chayav v'sheichem anavim gezayis until you eat from the grapes, an olive size, then who are the mishtiyah? That the same thing applies to drinking. And just like Rabbi Kiva says that gezayis are going to be chayav, both eating and drinking, so too, Mishnah Rishayim, demes at sheish revias, the Mishnah Rishayim that said until you drink revias, was who are the mechila. Same thing as the reverse regarding eating. Now, Elamar, Nokad Achila, it's just that the Tana had said regarding eating, Mishum the Elfman Elin Shay, because that's the source of we learn regarding drinking. Mar Nokad Shti, and the other Mandama said drinking, Mishum the Elfman Elin Shay, you learn regarding eating, but they both hold that Achil and Shti is going to be the same. Question is, they're both Kizais, or they're both going to be Revias. However, Rabbeinu Tam Gersh and Menazir, his gears over them and says to Nazir, is that actually Tanakam Alayman Damlul Chalis Rur Nazir Lachit, it's not true. That the Tanakama, the words of the Gemara are, does not compare all the halachas of an Isra Nazir to Achila. And the Chimatz of Sebi Yashman, so this is what he found in the old text, that according to Mishnah Rishayna, Rabbi Lazman Azariah, does not compare all Isra Nazir to Achila. Rather, only the Shir Shti is revered, and actually Shir Achila is a Kezayis. And Yeshvam Shakasim, and there are other texts that the words are, B'lim Medamalu L'Issiuri Nazir L'Shtiyah, that we don't compare it to the Isra Nazir to drinking. And again, Makolach, it's all the same thing, that we don't compare drinking, the Shir of eating to drinking. Aval, but the girsa of that the Tanakama does not compare L'chol Yisro Nazir L'Achila, if it would have said not L'Shtiyah but L'Achila, says Tais that Nichet, actually is even better. And that would be because Pirish Mishmer Shainam, the Mishmer Shainam that says until you drink a Shir of Vias, and Machalek is Ben Achila L'Shtiyah, differentiating between eating and drinking, and that is belief in Madodi, and we don't learn that from each other. Kiva says that even if you soak the bread and wine, and you have a Shir Kizayis Michayev, that we learn not drinking from Achila. Now, well, the Kirsa too, have Achila, because that's the Kulama. Now, according to this Kirsa, everyone would agree of the Mishnah Rishayinah that, of the beginning of the Mishnah, that when it says that eating is Shir B'Kezayis, that's according to everyone. Meaning, everyone agrees that the Shir B'Achila is Kezayis. Then it brings a Machlikis regarding the drinking. According to Mishnah Rishayinah, it's Revi, according to B'Kivit, it's Kezayis. The Machlikis is, do we compare drinking to eating and not to Mishar B'Kezayis? And that's actually what the Girsa is, that Tanakama does not compare L'chol Yisro Nazir L'Achila is better, because that's actually the point of the Machlekes, do you compare the drinking to eating or not? Not like the Girsa of L'Shtiyah. So according to this Girsa, you can't say, when we say in our Sugya, Gefen is regarding the Shir of Achila as Revias, according to this Girsa of Ben Tam, according to everyone, actually Achila is a Kezayis, and not that of Revias. So therefore, B'Shmayin Girsa Ben Tam, actually in our Sugya, Ben Tam's Girsa is Kezayis Yayin L'Nazir. An olive size of wine for the Nazir, and that's asking Kulam, that's going like everyone. And that is a bimin, dachila, regarding things of eating. And that is, if you want to know how many the pits and peels is going to be, that's going to be a share of an olive size. So you put an azayis aguri in the wine, like we said before, the wine spills out. And then you go, and that's the measurement and how you evaluate of the share of the, it's going to be a share of a kezayis. That because that's regarding the of the wine that spilled out. That's how much solids you'll be chayv on. Now, but v'kosh l'pesher ben tam, it's difficult according to ben tam. To my nafkemina, the mishanu sezayis b'koyis moliyan. But then, if that's the case, then what's the difference if you take this olive and you fill it up with a cup full of wine? Chen yochel l'shabim ma'am kemoliyan. Then you could evaluate with water just with wine also. The mokum shi sim hazayis aguri ben moliyan ben ma'am. When you're putting this medium sized olive both in wine and water. That's where you put in the pits and the peels. It's the same thing. It's whatever it's displacing, because since it's not the item itself, you're just measuring other things with that. So what's the difference? Now, if you explain the sugya that regarding drinking, and you can explain this coming to say, oh, according to Rekiva, the holds that the share of drinking is a kezayis, like we said, that's Rekiva's opinion, and you evaluate that with wine. But kiven damin l'chay b'sheisa, that since we said that you can hold liable the one that drinks, mashamapo shir kezayis melayin, what it displaces from the measurement of an ala from the wine, the hudaver mu'it, which that's very little, and that the amount that's getting spilled out, and not to evaluate what's being spilled out from water, because then that would be more. Says Tosfos, "Hapshit, that's obvious. To give him the shasa yain, the shiur b'halacha, since he's drinking wine, which that's actually what we're evaluating. That's the thing itself. Yev shloshah b'yad. Of course, you can only evaluate with wine and not with water, because that's what you're drinking. So that's difficult. So then, what is this that we're saying that it's going to be wine versus water if it's regarding the what you're using for displacement? Well, why would that make a difference? And if it's the item itself that you drank, well, obviously it's wine versus that of water. It does sound a little bit from the Shami Nazir, the way your Bain Tam explains. According to everyone, the eating is going to be Shiva Gezayis. The Kamasim, because the Shami says, Mishnah Rishayna is at Shish Revis Yain. Holds, you're only going to be Chavis Nazir until you drink Revis of wine. How do you know that? Just like Sheikh over there. When it talks about the Alachas of going to the base of Migdash is a Shiva Revis, Abshaykh Mekan is also going to be a Revis. Chazulayim, then they subsequently said, it says in the pasuk lo yichav liyishta, not to eat, not to drink, which comparing eating and drinking. Ma'achil b'gezayis, avshtei b'gezayis, just like eating is a gezayis, so to drinking is a gezayis, which that's like a ben atam. That the whole ma'achil gezayis mazayin rekiv is only regarding the shir of shtia. Is that going to be revis or gezayis? But regarding eating, that's what's saying, to compare the drinking to the eating, there's no ma'achil gezayis, according to everyone, that's going to be. Because then next test, the gemara, kokli balibatim, all the vessels of a homeowner, Shiurim kirimayim, its measurement is like that of a pomegranate, which Tosfos explains. He qualifies as gabi kli eitz misanya. That was taught specifically regarding a wooden vessel, as we learn in the perik yizayin the kelim, the seventh perik of mesechtes kelim, of kli cheres. But actually, regarding earthenware vessels, not in perik shlishi the kelim, in third perik of kelim and mishnah aleph, osel oichim, if it's made for food items, shurim kizayim, its measurement is like that of an aleph, osel mashkim chulu, if it's made for liquids, etc. Meaning, earthenware vessel is actually different. The Gemara says in Shabbat Daf Sadeh Hem Beis Chomesh means because there is 5 measurements in the earthenware vessel. And Nikiv Kamei Tzayis has the whole the size of an olive. Tarm Lekabel Tzayis Mitz. It's tar from receiving olives. But Vadayin Kalihu Lekabel Rebayin is still considered a vessel to regarding receiving pomegranates. I thought we just said that the halacha Rebayin was only regarding wood and not regarding earthenware. So Tosfos says, that's only if you went and you designated a pomegranate of a stomach. But you're right, in general, if you don't specify Kamaitizayas, as we learn in the third parak in Kalim, it's going to be like the size of Alf. Kitchen next test, Master, begin with the Gemara, Shirim Kinemainim. His measurement like that of pomegranates. Tosfos gives 2 interpretations what's this measurement of a whole the size of a pomegranate? Psechtas Kalim Perak Yizayin. Mishnah Dal, it's not within the Mishnah. This we say that it's the size of a pomegranate. Shleisha Chudim Zevzeh is when you have 3. Pomegranates, one attached, each attached to the other. Now, says Taisus, it's not that you have to have a hole that big. You have 3 pomegranates coming out at the same time. That's pretty huge. No, it's 1 pomegranate. It's just what it means to say is that it should be that size that then you have 1 pomegranate coming through that has 2 other ones attached to it, as Taisus explains. Says Dahama Basefa Mitznia, because the Gemara says in Shabbos Avtzadahim and Beis Kamitzi Riman, that's the size of how much would let out a pomegranate. Mashmur Yimenecha, the singular sounds like 1 pomegranate. Like Kumar Riman doesn't say pomegranate. V'oid Perek Elik Sharm, also the Gemara over there in Shabbos Avkovid Beisim and Beis says, and also the Perekos and Pasin Erevin Avkovid Almed Av, the Bay Chizke had the question. It says, whatever happens in stages. Nikiv Kamaitzi Zayas, let's say it has a hole the size of an olive. Besasma, then you close it up. Bechazam Nikiv Kamaitzi Zayas, and then again right near it goes, and it has a hole the size of an olive. Besasma, close it up. Ashashlim, until it completes the total area that's new. The size of the pomegranate, now what's that look going to be? And that was the question regarding do you combine or not? Because it's pan chadashis. But ultimately, it says Tais, Havalei Laminka, Nikiv Kamaitzi Zayas. What do you mean? It should have said differently. It should have said if you have the hole the size of a pomegranate, Besasma, and then you close it up. Bechazam Nikiv Kamaitzi Zayas, and then you go in and you have, develops a hole right next to it, the size of the pomegranate, and you close it up. Until it goes and has the size of 3 pomegranates, what the halacha is going to be, because that's the size it has to have, 3 pomegranates. Rather, says Tyson, no, vanilla fashion seems to explain the other nukkah, shalosh yimayin machuzim, this that we say that 3 pomegranates attach to each other, is the alpha bishop, it seems, although you're right, it's not at the same time both on the surface of the vessel, because it's only the size of 1 pomegranate. But that's what comes to say, that even though they're coming out one after the other, where it's attached and it's behind it, not on side of it, but it's not so convenient, it's not so easy to go out through a narrow hole, As it would be one after the other if it was independent one of the other. So that's what we're saying. When we're saying three connected to each other, yeah, it's only one, but when it has to be connected, it's got to be a little bit of bigger of a whole. Another interpretation says you could say that the truth is we're talking about one pomegranate, like we had proved that it's only one pomegranate and it's not attached. This that we say, that we're saying that it's three attached one with the other, what it means to say is we're talking about the type of growth of the species of pomegranates that it is. How so? Stacy explains. From the demon, the godly chidi b'fin the atzma yeshnaim. If you have a pomegranate that grows independent, or just with another one, those are gedolim yisimidai. Those are the very big pomegranates. Now, on the other hand of the other end of the spectrum, vagdelim are ba'achuzim. Those that grow where the pomegranates are four attached, ketanim yisimidai. They're very small. Ah, vagdelim shleisha. Those that grow three connected, beinayim. Those are the medium sized ones. Misham ben is those seven pomegranates that we measure. But of course, it's not connected one with the other one you're measuring. It's just the types of how they grow and regarding to evaluate what type of pomegranates we're going to use. The truth is that these measurements that we said regarding Shabbos, I mean, don't really halacha measurements in that. The pasuk is just an allusion to these halachas. Now, says Taisim, Mikan Kosha, the Girsas Aswaram, the Perek Basa the Yuma. From here, it's difficult according to the text of the Gemaras in the last Perek of Yuma of Peyam and Alf. Because the Amr B'Yechim Yerchim says over there, the following Gemara says, he says, Shi'urin Ba'inch halacha measurements in that. Measurements and punishments. That is not explicit in the Torah. It's halacha measurements in that. What are you told much? Shi'urin Echtim Ksibi. What do you mean measurements? It says in the Torah. Eretz Chit, we're talking about the Shabbos Aminim. That, as we say here in our Gemara, it refers to different measurements halacha. Mashan the Gemara answers, you're right. Truth is, shurin are written. Ela'im is shurin shal ancient. It's not two different things, shurin and ancient. It's the measurements of punishments. How much is the liability? That's what is halacha measurements in that. So it says, B'kashla is a girsa. Now that girsa is difficult. Because the Micah part, what's the Gemara asking that shurin is written? What do you mean, Hamasi kacha the cross machdi? What do you mean, the Gemara concluded as we brought in that different maskal that it's just an illusion? Void, moreover, Micah Mashan, what's the Gemara answering? Oh, maybe it's regarding the measurements of punishments. Haloyal Shahiksha, the question was regarding measurements, Mithlik Sivian, that was saying the measurements are written. Void, moreover, the Bechol Duchti, another question is that old place in Shas, the Maisi High Crowd, the Shurin, that we bring this pasuk of the Shabbos Amin regarding measurements, Maisi Kul Mr. Bechon Dacha brings the whole teaching of Bechon over here, and there it doesn't, it only says part of it. So rather, Metelchia Goros Hasim Bekunja is there for Rashi, over there actually has the Girsa. Not that shiur and mechlik sivi, but ancient mechlik sivi, that punishments are written. And that the Gemara answers, you're right, Ela'im, rather shiur and shal ancient, the measurements of punishments, that's not written, that's a lach of Bajim Sinai. And now, Perkets and Mavarch, and the Gemara and Brachas of Manalaf and Manalaf, Mashmak Sas, Drasha Gemara, it sounds like that actually, that it's not a anasmachta, but rather it's a bonafide Drasha. Because the Amr of Yitzchak, kol hamukdim, a pasuk, zemukdim, bracha, whatever's earlier in this pasuk, of the Shavuot Aminim is what you have to make the bracha on first. Shneim like says the pasuk Eretz Chit the Bekleimer. Then Vahadama. Then the Gemara says a plead Rebchana. That is a good Rebchana. Because Rebchana says call a pasuk Shurin them, and this pasuk is not for this of what's first as a bracha, but rather regarding Shurin of Halacha, which is being used for a different drasha. So something in the Gemara, it's not just a smachta. He actually uses it as a bona fide drasha, and that's what's saying is like a machlekes. Says Taisa B'Shem. Maybe what you could say is Lamaida Masakasim according to what the Gemara concludes over there. When it says, but according to the other opinion, I mean according to you. So where you expounding these shiurim, that Rabbi Yitzchak says, shiur miksivi, what do you think? It doesn't say measurements over here in this pasuk at all? Oh, that according to that maskana, that you're right, the lay pligi, that they're actually not disagreeing, that's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say, that there's no machlekes, because the Joshua B'chanan is only a smachta, and we're not really disagreeing.